This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Tass is away, Paul is in Sydney, Dylan is on buttons, Fiona, our erstwhile producer, is here, and our special guest this morning is Sally Capp, our wonderful, fantastic Lord Mayor. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, David.
City of Melbourne is, I still think, the world's most livable city. A judging panel who got it wrong, probably
Vienna now has that title, Sally. What do you think about Vienna taking over the city of Melbourne?
Well, I think actions speak louder than words, Dylan, Macca and Fiona, and the fact is that we've just started Marvellous March here in Melbourne, and we continue to raise the standard around ways in which people can be involved in our city and the sorts of issues and causes and cultures that we love to celebrate. And I think if we just keep on doing those wonderful things, we will elevate ourselves again. I'd say at the moment Vienna's got that most livable title, but I think we're still the most lovable.
We are, and we have some things happening in March. The Virgin Australia Melbourne Fashion Festival, and I've been involved in this in the past. Not only are they a show sponsor, in my previous role, and everyone, I've left Mercedes-Benz, people.
You're retired.
I've gone from being tired to being retired. And had a long involvement through Mercedes-Benz with Virgin and also this show. This is an event that's going from strength to strength. And it only goes from strength to strength actually because of the huge support from the City of Melbourne.
Well, look, there are lots of sponsors of the Virgin Australia and Melbourne Fashion Festival. You can guess what the major sponsor is. Yes. And good on them, because this is a really wonderful fashion event. It brings so much innovation. It has a business and industry element to really support the growth of the industry here in Melbourne and Australia. It has lots of community elements as well as everything to couture runways. So very exciting. And one of the things that I really do appreciate about what the City of Melbourne has done over many years is we sponsor these events so that the events are able to bring free content to Melburnians and visitors. And we do that at the tennis. It was the same thing, that the free program was sponsored by the City of Melbourne. And it's a great way of saying no matter what your circumstances, there will be elements to this festival that you can come and enjoy. And I think that's important.
Free events are really vital, because you need to ensure that, you know, everyone can participate and that there should be no barriers to participation by price. And if you want people to buy more clothes, give them some free events so that they can buy more clothes.
We're inspiring them. Yes. But it's right. And we're kicking off the Plaza Tomorrow app at the magnificent exhibition buildings and our first parliament here in Australia. Ooh. And here it is hosting another modern event.
And a World Heritage building.
I think it's our only UNESCO heritage listed in Australia, isn't it? Yeah. So it's a very special place. But the Plaza kicks off tomorrow, and that's the host area to the free program. So I really encourage everybody to come down and have fun and be inspired. It's about creativity and the impact it has on our city. It's fantastic.
We have a very creative city. That is for certain.
We do.
Now, the other one, I'm not going to give it, I'll give it its official title, the Food and Wine Festival, but I call it the Terps and Tucker Festival.
One of my favourites.
Yeah, it's...
It is very popular, isn't it?
Very popular.
And it goes the full gamut, everything from a pop-up souvlaki bar to Attica.
Yes.
And everything in between.
Yeah, there's a lot of free events as well. You know, the River Graze, which is, you know, a beautiful event along the river, you know, assuming the weather is divine, which it is right now. Let's hope it continues. So there's a lot of other aspects. I mean, of course, with the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, many of the events do, of course, cost money.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're going to go out for dinner anyway, you may as well participate in the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival and get some extra special treatment.
You know, whenever in my old job, whenever there were people from head office in Germany visiting, they loved coming to Melbourne because of our restaurants and our lanes and our city. They know about it.
Mm.
And it's, you know, it's extraordinary, which leads us into the Grand Prix. This is first time in 13 years I haven't been to the Grand Prix.
Oh, why?
Well, I don't work at Mercedes anymore.
Doesn't mean you
can't
go.
Buy a ticket.
It wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, you could buy.
It would, that
it's a new world for Macca. Let him adjust.
That's right.
Watch on the television.
That wouldn't be compliant. A great event for Melbourne. And I can speak with a little bit of authority here. I know the amount of business this brings to Melbourne. I know the amount of people it brings to Melbourne. Mm. And, you know, Albert Park, before the Grand Prix, was a dump. It's no longer a dump.
They're strong words, Macca.
Yeah, well, it was. It was awful. It was a poxy old, disease-ridden lake with dry grass and dead trees.
Well, they've got to make it look pretty for the visitors.
And a golf course. I know it's a bit harsh, but it was awful.
Well, it is an amazing park today. It is an amazing park. And thank you to all of the locals who share it with an international audience over this time. And we're really glad this year. Every year, actually, the Grand Prix brings new features and it keeps people coming back. But this year, F1 globally have decided to have an international launch of the entire season. And because we are race number one, they're doing that international launch right here in Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
So it's another opportunity for the talents and the fantastic environment that we have here in Melbourne to be showcased to the world. All of the drivers will be there, all of the teams will be there, and it will be beamed across the world as the kickoff to the season right here in Melbourne. Yep. So we're excited always about the opportunities to say to the rest of the world, come to Melbourne, it's a very special place. And it actually plays well into other activities. For example, you know, having business events and conferences here is really important. Our business visitors, they really stay and engage. There are ways that we then build those bridges for opportunities to our local industry, whatever the particular area of interest is. It creates relationships for people that endure for a very long time, and it generates incredible economic value for our city. And that's why we spend a lot of time. We work with lots of other agencies like state government and the Melbourne Convention Bureau to be out there bidding for these big events. But what supports that is just this constant reminder to the world that Melbourne is a place to be, and that's what things like the Fashion Festival and the Grand Prix Food and Wine, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, all these things actually bring that attention to Melbourne.
Also coming up, Moomba.
Moomba, yes.
How can we not love Moomba?
Well, Moomba's a big free festival, that's for sure. Just stand and watch the parade. Who's the king and queen
this year?
Are
there monarchs? Have we gone
Jane Bunn and
Can you not know exactly? Thompson. Archie Thompson. Thank you, Dylan. Yes. Someone's listening to the news.
A meteorologist and a soccer player.
I have learnt a lot more about Moomba as we've get ourselves ready for next weekend, which is the Moomba Long Weekend. And it's the 65th year this year, which is
That's
fantastic.
Extraordinary.
But just when we look across festivals around Australia, it's the largest community festival in Australia. And that's something to be really proud of. And it's reflected in the fact that we have about 1.3 million people come to visit over the weekend. There'll be about 80,000 people watching the parade on Monday. And the Birdman Rally continues to go from strength to strength.
Yes. It's the only time you're allowed to swim in that part of the Yarra, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Is it voluntarily swimming? I'm not sure, but it'll be spectacular.
I have heard that there is actually a group that are starting an initiative to clean up the river.
Yes, for swimming.
For swimming, which I think is fantastic.
In scuba gear?
I think that would be wise.
Well, there's no O-bikes down there anymore, so that's made it cleaner.
There's an O-bike in Moonee Ponds.
I
saw it this morning, but it's actually been moved. There's
really?
An O-bike, yeah. Should I bring
it's
into
a phantom O-bike.
Should I bring it into the city
Please
of Melbourne?
Please do.
I was
Please
in
do.
Sydney last weekend, or a while ago, like recently, and it was weird being in a city. It was like stepping back into 2017, seeing all these O-bikes and these free bikes, and I was going, yeah, I kind of like that we have our blue bikes on... stationed there, but they're just not everywhere. Another festival I'm really excited about, my favourite festival, and you'll be affected by this, your offices and the town hall building will be turned into comedy showcases, venues, the Comedy Festival. Yes. Very exciting.
It's outstanding. It's, you know, 750,000 people come to extraordinary number of shows.
Is Christopher Pine coming to that?
He's free maybe next year.
I better send out an invite.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Comedy Festival is so many talented people creating entertainment out of their own minds. And material and it's from funny little cubby holes around the city to, big venues like our Town Hall, Palais Theatre where it kicks off, up at Trades Hall is another hub, and it just gets bigger and bigger. And the thing about those comedians is the reaction from the audience is immediate. Yes. You're either doing really well or you are flunking, and you can feel it immediately.
Well, what I would say to listeners is if you are attempting to go to Comedy Festival, see a show you know, see a show that you've heard of, and go and see a show of something you don't know anything about, and support the comedians that are not, the big tickets, support the up-and-comers. And, you know, it probably will only cost you $20, maybe $25. So I always think that's a very important thing for people to do.
Good way to look at it.
Because you have the people sending out, giving out the flyers at the town hall, and sometimes they're actually the comedians themselves.
Yeah. Yes. That's right.
So sometimes they pay for people, sometimes they're doing
themselves. So take a chance, be adventurous.
Let's support them. It's fantastic.
Now, Sally, you went to see Harry Potter last weekend.
Oh, I recommend. I'm going again.
You're going again?
Yeah. It is, can I say magical?
Yes.
But it's spectacular. On brand. It's exhilarating. It's mind-blowing because the stagecraft in putting this play together and the effects really have you gasping and wondering, how did they do that? And it just brings the Harry Potter genre. Obviously, there's a particular story, The Cursed Child, which is brilliant in itself. But that whole genre of Harry Potter is right there. You are feeling it with every single sense. And the way they've done it at Prince's Theatre is absolutely brilliant. And I really recommend everybody to go. It is long.
Yeah.
You can choose two different sessions on different days. I did it in the one day because when it says to be continued, there was no way I wasn't coming back after the long break to find out what happens next. But it's all your senses. It's all around you. It's fantastic.
I would like to say the two things about the Harry Potter. And, of course, it is fantastic. It's come to Melbourne. And I believe the producers have said that the Princess Theatre is one of the most perfect locations because in other theatres around the world, they'd have to construct a building within the theatre to replicate the time period that they're trying to show. But, of course, the Princess Theatre is perfect of the time period. My only thing is I would say is that there would be a lot of families that would love to go, and it's way too expensive.
Right.
So if you have young children and you are they would love to see it, they've read the books, or maybe they're teenagers now, it's not necessarily affordable for a lot of people, and I just think that that is a bit of a shame.
Mm.
I understand these shows are very expensive and they're, you know, they cost a lot to bring to Australia, but I just feel for those parents whose children would be pestering them for it, and the ticket pricing.
Yeah.
Mm. I would love to see an opportunity for people to...
Okay, well, that's a really good call out. It is a major production. We are hoping that it will be here for years, so I think we'll start to see, you know, some of these other elements brought in terms of how do we, as we said at the start of the show, we'd love to make sure that everybody has an opportunity. I mean, one of the things they do is that every Friday there is a ballot. So you can register for tickets that are made available. And but I think last Friday they had 12,000 people registered and there were 40 tickets available.
That's extraordinary.
So there's huge demand at the moment, and I think as it really matures into Melbourne, it's not going anywhere else in Australia. In fact, not anywhere else in Southeast Asia, so a lot of marketing into those places. So, yes.
Well, it sounds like it would be easier to win than the Tats Lotto ticket.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was certainly worth a try. Let's
worth
put
a try.
It that way, yes.
Jersey Boys, you're going to see that as well.
Well, I went to how lucky am I? I am lucky to be the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. It's fantastic. And Jersey Boys came up to the Queen Victoria Market, night market last week. and just sang a compilation, so a short bit of a number of songs, and the entire crowd was moving to the music. It was fantastic to see. And that's what these sorts of productions do. I mean, Jersey Boys has been around for a long time. I actually went to see it in New York last time I was there with the kids and my husband, and we all loved it. And it's really uplifting to feel moved by music and live performance. In fact, it was my New Year's resolution was to go to more live performances and appreciate that every time you see a live performance, there'll be something unique in that that nobody else will see apart from those there that night. And I'm certainly living up to that New Year's resolution at the moment.
So this was at this little preview of the Jersey Boys was at the Queen Vic Market Summer Night Market, which runs, I think, for another couple of weeks, doesn't it?
Oh, it runs right through into April.
Oh, into April.
Yeah, and then we kick over into the...
Winter market.
And I have been going to the night market because I love it, and it's just pumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, there's a new ambassador for the Queen Victoria Market.
Mm.
Daniel Wilson, is it? Yeah, Daniel Wilson.
Mm. Huxterberger, is that correct?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mr. Huxterberger, he's a very popular guy around town.
Very popular, yeah, and it's lovely. And he joins David Mann, who is also one of our first ambassadors. And I think it's just really helping people understand that there are so many different offers on at the market. Always something different. Of course, we have the traditional fresh food, vegetables and fruit and all the wonderful traditional elements of the market. But as tastes change and as demographics change and demands change, then we must keep changing with it. So it's fantastic to have our new ambassador who can help us tell the wonderful stories of the market.
Now, we're nearly running out of time. Melbourne Queer Film Festival, 29th year, huge program. 14th to 25th of March. It's the largest queer film festival in the Southern Hemisphere, the second oldest in the world. Had huge numbers last year. City of Melbourne has been a supporter of this festival for a very, very long time. Thank you. It's a great festival.
It is a great festival. I went last year, saw a couple of shows. Love to have a bit of a cry, and I'm looking forward to it this year. And again, just an expression of the diversity of our community, but also the fact that we want to be welcoming, inclusive and cohesive, and by supporting all of these sorts of festivals, we're really championing the different interests and the different backgrounds and the different futures that we're expecting. But the Queer Film Festival, so many people come. We use lots of different venues, and again, iconic venues around Melbourne, and ACME is really the centre for that, so good on them.
And finally, hopefully you'll still be Lord Mayor in 2023 when the Rotary International Convention comes to Melbourne.
Should have mentioned this earlier when we were talking about the conferences, because
this is
one of the largest conferences in the world. A huge effort was put into winning this conference, and by a lot of people, and 20,000 people will come to Melbourne to the Rotary International. It's an amazing organisation and the work they do around the world, and they'll be coming to Melbourne to showcase that, to learn more and really engage with our local population. And the 20,000 people over the course of that conference will generate about $90 million in economic value alone.
That's extraordinary.
For Melbourne, that's
and
why we're
and help
for
pay
them.
For all those hotel rooms that are being built.
Yes.
Thankfully,
and
they're being
built. Help fill them. And I've got to say, I know we're short on time, but the weekend that they came to view Melbourne, we were down to the last two cities as finalists, was the weekend that we had the Bourke Street incident on the Friday. And we had to have some really difficult conversations. And when I got up to do my presentation, I said there was no point in avoiding what had happened. And really I asked them to reflect on us as a city and the way that we'd responded. And I know we've talked about this before. And it resonated with them.
Yeah.
It resonated with them because what they felt around the city that weekend really was that heartfelt response to a very traumatic situation, and the way the community came together was one of the compelling reasons why they chose Melbourne. So congratulations to everyone.
Fantastic. Now, we're not going to steal anyone's thunder, but Sally is off to Princes Park and up
there. We're not going to steal any thunder, are we?
No. So, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And
we'll hear about that next week, next time you're on, Sally.
Next time, yeah. And it'll be on the news tonight. But it yeah. is the ongoing important work that happens around the city.
Yes. Sally Capp, thank you for your time, as always.
Thanks,
on a
Macca.
Saturday. Thank you for being...
And Dylan.
Thank you for being our Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Sally.
And making yourself available.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.